Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for August 5th, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. This is the podcast that makes fun of the local news, so you don't have to. You could just sit back, relax, and let us make the half-assed, half-baked jokes. August 5th, beautiful day in Chicago. Again, a little bit overcast. I want to say shout out to my grade school friend, Richie Frischel. It's his birthday. I just remember that from growing up. That is, Facebook didn't tell me that, all that, because I was just like, well, you know what? I know my birthday is later in the month, and his was August 5th, and it was always a thing. So I haven't talked to Richie in years, and I'm just letting Richie know that I'm thinking about him on August 5th, 2009. Wait, was it August 4th? Ah, you know. Darn it! Now I got to look at Facebook. No, I think it's the 5th. I think it's the 5th. Well, if it's not, it doesn't matter. It's all the same. Funny, I went out to Valpo this weekend, took the boy to grandma's house, and we used to play the worst. We used to do a show called The Download. Pete and I would play the worst. People call up with what's the worst, the winner got a pizza, that kind of thing, like what's the worst. My favorite of all time is when Pete said the worst is when you accidentally like a sponsored post on Instagram. I thought that's so true. When there's a sponsored post, I was like, oh, like when you like that, oh, the shame. That's the worst. You know what else is the worst? When your iPass transponder does not work. And that's what happened to me. I rolled up on the iPass and it wouldn't go up. And I was like, what is this? And so, you know, I had to put my credit card in, people honking at me behind. And it's like, so on that, between the, you know, every, it seems like every 10 miles there's a toll. So in that time I called and they said, no, everything's fine. It must be a broken transponder. How does your transponder break? I didn't even know that was a thing. They would look back and they said the last 2 months of your tolling, because you do mostly open road, you know, if you do it in Illinois, there's no toll booth, has been video tolls, which means that my transponder wasn't working and they were charging me by just seeing my driver's license. But then they charged me the actual cash rate for that, like I'm a toll scofflaw. And I'm like, no. I didn't. How am I supposed to know it's broken? So now I'm in this fight with the toll road. They go, if you want to get a new one, you got to go to the Oasis. Here's the rub. If I want a new transponder, I need to go to the tollway Oasis. My point, I got to get on the toll road to get there. So I'm going to have to pay to go get it? Just send me the thing. They said, well, it's $10. I'm like, I'll take the $10 charge. That's probably going to even out. It talks about actually going to the, and I'm not going to the Oasis, the Des Plaines Oasis or whatever it was. You know, get some Panda Express and stand in line. They're like, what are you doing here? I guarantee, I told the woman. She just had nothing to say to me because I was like, yeah, that's not going to work. And she goes, no, they'll have them there. I'm like, I guarantee, I know it's on your sheet that they'll have them there, but I guarantee I'm going to go to the Oasis on the toll road. I'm going to walk into that spot. I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm here too. I'll get a new transponder. Like, oh, you need to go to the I-55 Oasis. You know, I was like, no. Don't. Getting worked up. It's only Monday. I'm already worked up. So now I can't toll road for a little bit. So if you got anything going on that it takes a toll road to get to, I'm out. Definitely. Softball tonight, by the way, playing a game. It looks like the weather's going to hold. So we are on. Thinking about going with a five person infield as opposed to a four outfielder. It gets real semantics, strategies. But after watching the new no-glove Nationals, and seeing how all of those teams did their defensive strategy, I've been busy in the lab throwing the softball off of the side of the house, thinking about how close we should play at the line on third base. That's what I did this weekend. What'd you do? All right, here are the headlines. Mass shootings all weekend long, including in Chicago. 7 people were shot in Douglas Park on Saturday night. But for some reason, Chicago's mass shootings don't get reported alongside shootings in places like El Paso or Dayton or wherever else the next one might be. Many in Chicago say that's because we're either A, numb to it, or B, racist, because it's predominantly black and brown communities that are affected. No one deserves to be shot. But that Douglas Park story got my attention because of the detail that the shooter opened fire in a group of people gathered in the park at 1:20 a.m. What? Then the other week when 7 people were shot on the lakefront, that was at 3 a.m. I thought the parks closed at 10 p.m., right? I remember being a scallywag who tried to stay after 10 o'clock and the blue lights would go through there being like, get out of there. We'd be running with our box of wine. Oh, they're going to catch us. Get that box of wine. Run. Like I said, no one deserves to be shot for breaking park curfew, but still, seems like a trend in Chicago. Maybe stay out of the parks. Also, how about the scene at Mount Sinai Hospital this weekend when they closed because they were at capacity from all the shootings? What the what? That's a national story, too. I read that in the national papers. That's the story coming out of Chicago this morning. But maybe some movement on gun control in Washington. President Trump says he's going to do something after this weekend. Trump actually said he was going to be non-politically affiliated in his presidential tenure. I'm neither. Just going to get things done, which he has not even been remotely. He's been full-on conservative since he's been there. So this could be a big moment in American history. Yeah, who am I kidding? He'll tweet about Aesop Rocky tomorrow, and then we'll just forget about it. So what's the plan? Aha! We got it! It's violent video games! The president wants to ban them with no research to back up that they are causing this. Eric Zorn from the Tribune referenced Japan, which has the same violent video games and zero mass shootings. So, it's the guns, damn it. It's the guns. You got to do something about the guns. Also, come on, calling out the wrong town in your speech, Mr. President. I don't blame him necessarily because he was reading off a prompter. But if you watch that speech he made, he says Toledo instead of Dayton. Who's feeding the prompter? I don't understand. He's got to get better people around him. When you look at the video, and Pete and I looked at it, he is reading off a prompter. You can tell when Trump is not. He starts getting goofy. This was straight ahead, and he said Toledo, and that must have been written down there. So some idiot speechwriter is not paying attention. And at the end of the day, Trump looks like the buffoon. There's plenty of times he does that on his own. But in this case, it seems like the people around him let him down. And I thought Trump was this big apprentice guy. He should be firing people left and right today, right? Bring that speechwriter in, you're fired. That's what I want to see in the paper. Who gets fired for saying, God bless the people of Toledo instead of the people of Dayton? A rideshare driver in a loop has stolen thousands of dollars from riders over the course of the last couple months. He pretends to be your driver. He asks for your debit card, and then he steals it. So here's how you stop it. If you get into a car and the Lyft driver says, I need to see your debit card, you tell them, no. There's no way in the hells of hells that a driver needs to see your debit card. The papers always start with a salacious headline, and then you read two sentences down, and you find out that it was shady to begin with. Are Uber drivers stealing your identity? Yeah, well, when you give them your identity. Are Lyft drivers stealing your hard-earned dollars? Again, when you give them your hard-earned dollars, they are. Chicago Tribune has a column today saying that the movement to kick Chicago out of the state of Illinois is, quote, heating up. Really? Why? Because of money? Because of politics? Because of demographics? If that happens, I say we make Garrett's popcorn, Vienna beef, and the Chicago Cubs illegal for anyone in the new state, right? Also, knock it off, Tribune. It's not heating up. It's the same people every 2 years that cry for this. I've covered Chicago news for, since 90, like 25 years. And this is like the 10th time I've seen this story by the same people. It's dumb. Heating up. Okay, got it. Lollapalooza's over. One death this year, 30-some-odd hospital visits, hundreds of arrests, an assault on a medic, and police say that teens were caught punching a police horse. What kind of drug do you have to be on to punch a police horse, right? Do you know what the horse did to instigate? Do we know? Did he sell them fake passes? Say something about the quality of the teenager's basketball jersey? Did the horse poop on them? A lot of unanswered questions on this story. I just, you know, I understand it looks, the optics look like teens just punched a horse. And who knows? What'd that horse do? You got it. That's why I'm here for you people. I want to know what that horse did. In sports, how about those Cubbies, huh? Not only did they come home and sweep the Brewers, but they got a hold of first place again in the Central, up a game and a half on the Cardinals. Just like I said on Friday, a little reshuffling at the top was bound to happen. The Cubs are just awesome at Wrigley and just awful everywhere else. The home road split is one of the worst in baseball, but it's just enough. They're in first. Big games for Yu Darvish and the Cubs pitching staff, but also the Cubs bats have come alive. Kyle Schwarber has 25 homers now, which is second on the squad to Javi Baez. Pretty nice production from your left fielder, who looks way more comfortable batting fifth or sixth than batting leadoff. The Cubs get to continue the homestand against the A's. Love the A's. Starting tonight, another big series as the A's are still fighting for the wild card spot. The A's are the best because it's just a bunch of randos. You're like, this guy's on a major league roster? Well, he got a double. It's always, oh, this guy knows how to play. Oh, he hits to the right side when there's a guy in second. Got it. It's not like the Cubs. I think I was watching one of the plays where I think Tony Kemp got on first base. And I'm like, I think Castellanos or someone was up next or Bodie. Just bunt. No bunt. Nope. Swing it for the fences. This is so Joe Madden. He's just like, nope. Bodie, the sabermetrics say Bodie's going to hit that ball to left field. Nope. Bodie popped up. The Sox turned it around, won a series on the road against the Phillies. They needed that. Jimenez broke out of his mini slump with a homer yesterday. And on Friday, the Sox outlasted the Phillies in a weird 15-inning game that had pitchers playing left field and left fielders pitching. Also, Carson Fulmer, he got hurt trying to run out a grounder in his first ever major league at-bat. Yeah. Sox got another great start on the road from Ronaldo Lopez yesterday to complete the series win. Now the Sox head to Detroit to take on the Tigers. The Tigers have already lost 75 games this year. They're in full tank mode, so that means they're going to win 2 out of 3. Just how it always works. The Bears are gearing up for their first preseason game on Thursday night. Remember last year? Nagy was super against playing his starters. So just be consistent. I don't want to see Mitch or Allen Robinson or Khalil Mack or Roquan anywhere near the field. I want to see them on the sidelines in their designer sweatpants. The kind of sweatpants that can moonlight as real pants when you need to go to fancy dinner or the club, right? That's what I want to see them in. Put on a fashion show, not a football show. Make sense? Listen, we'll still watch the third stringers, but if I turn on that TV and I see number 52 out in the flat covering somebody, I'm turning it off, Bears. I'm out. So if you want ratings on Thursday, keep Khalil Mack off the field. Make sense? That's it for Lower Wacker Live for August 5th, 2019, Beats by West Restless. We will be back tomorrow. This is a daily podcast, so you know where to get it.